Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 9th of August, 2017. It was on this day, 1974, Richard Nixon officially resigned from the presidency, 11:35 in the morning, and Gerald Ford took the oath of office. It's the birthday of the woman who created Mary Poppins, Pamela Lyndon Travers, P.L. Travers, born Queensland, Australia. 1899, created the British nanny who appears at a household in a high wind and floats away when the wind changes. It's the birthday of Isaac Walton, Stafford, England, 1593, famous in his time as the biographer of George Herbert and John Donne and many others, and also author of a book which has remained in print for more than 350 years, The Complete Angler, or The Contemplative Man's Recreation, all about fishing, tips for fishing, anecdotes and instructions and poems and commentary about what makes fishing so special. And it's the birthday of the poet Philip Larkin, born Coventry, England, 1922. Father was a city treasurer, Nazi enthusiast, mother an anxious woman. Boy grew up with poor eyesight and a stammer, and he sought refuge in books, went off to Oxford, studied literature, wanted to write fiction, came out with his first collection of poetry not until 1945, called The North Ship, wrote two novels after that, spent more than 30 years as a librarian at the University of Hull, private man, rode a bike to work 5 days a week, published only 4 short volumes of poetry in his lifetime, fewer than 100 pages, never married, lived alone, was known as a curmudgeonly glum person, never gave readings of his poems, and yet he became one of the most popular poets in Great Britain. Philip Larkin said, "I think writing about unhappiness is probably the source of my popularity, if I have any. After all, most people are unhappy, don't you think? Deprivation is for me what daffodils were for Wordsworth." Here's a poem for today by Paul Hostovsky, The Calculus. My hygienist likes to include me in the decision-making. Shall we use the hand scaler or the ultrasonic today? She asks me. I like the way she says we, like we're doing something intimate and collaborative, like building a snowman or more like dismantling one after an ice storm, flake by frozen flake. The calculus is caused by precipitation of minerals from your saliva, she explains. You can't remove it with your toothbrush. Only a professional can do that. She's very professional. She doesn't dumb it down. Pay more attention to the lingual side of your mandibular anterior, she says. I love it when she talks like that. I love the names of teeth, incisor, third molar, bicuspid, eye tooth. Her own teeth are virtuosic. Calculus comes from the Greek for stone, she says. In mathematics, it's counting with stones. In medicine, it's the mineral buildup in the body, kidney stones, tartar on teeth. She teaches me all this as I sit there with my mouth open, looking astonished. The Calculus, a poem by Paul Hostovsky from Is That What That Is, published by Future Cycle Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.